You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your host, Maria Wells, brought to you by Wintersville Fitness, VitaFuse, Elevate Chiropractic, Factor X Fitness, Destiny Fitness, Valdosta Health and Wellness, and the Spa Aesthetic and Wellness Center. And now, here's Maria on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria Wells, your host, and welcome on this Thanksgiving Eve sort of kind of. It's next Thursday night, so we're calling this our Thanksgiving show tonight. And I'm here with my husband, Jim Wells. How you doing, Jim?
Great. Good Thursday evening.
It is a great Thursday evening, and we've got a real special guest here tonight. It's going to be the big CrossFit debate with Erica.
I like the topic. Sounds interesting.
It is going to be interesting. You know, I've always said that I don't really know that much about CrossFit, and but I'm not a really big fan of it. But I hope before the show's over, she's going to show me why I should be a fan of CrossFit.
Well, I hope she will. I'm kind of like you. I've never done it myself. I have a few friends and associates that do. Of course, I see certain things on social media. I hear the criticisms, but, you know, I take that with a grain of salt because I know that you could criticize any exercise regimen.
You certainly could. And, of course, you and I, me being in the fitness industry as long as I have been, you know, I've seen it all. And it's, you know, everybody's got to find what works for them. And, you know, everybody doesn't want to go to the gym, just lift weights or do aerobics or whatever. So I've seen things come and go, but it seems like CrossFit might be here to stay.
Right. And like I say, I've heard some criticism, but I also hear a lot of good things. And one of the things that intrigues me, the CrossFit people, it's just like they have this passion for it.
They seem to. They are very enthusiastic. And I've seen a lot of weight loss with people, just an average person doing this regimen. So I'm very, very curious about that. We're going to get into that a little bit later. But it's Turkey Day coming up here soon. And I know you played a game at school with your kids and hide the turkey. And a lot of us are going to hide that turkey in our belly, I'm afraid, next Thursday.
Well, I plan to.
I'm sure you do plan to hide that turkey in your belly, and you know, well,
along with some pecan pie, along with some,
yeah. Well, speaking of pie, now you know that. What do you think the least calorie pie is that we eat for Thanksgiving? I already told you, though, didn't I?
You did. I already know the answer.
Okay, what's the answer?
It's pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie has the least amount of calories, and then the next least one is apple. A slice of apple pie is 400 calories. And then a slice of pecan, your favorite, is 500 calories.
Yeah, I like pecan pie.
And you know what the total amount of calories are, the average that one person's meal, Thanksgiving meal, is going to be for Thursday?
Oh, I would just wild guess around 3,000 calories.
3,000 to 4,500 calories.
In
one meal, people, that's a lot of calories. They better be doing some CrossFit or some running or something.
I know a lot of people who are shooting for, routinely, they would shoot for 2,500 calories per day.
Per day. That's with one meal, though. Wow. I mean, you just add up turkey, dressing, all the, even cranberry sauce. A slice of cranberry sauce was 86 calories.
Yeah, some folks will have turkey and ham.
Yes, and then they'll have sweet potato
mashed
casserole,
and, gravy,
and then mashed potatoes and
gravy,
green bean casserole, squash casserole.
You're making me hungry.
Yeah, I am hungry. I can't wait till my Mexican food afterwards. So, here, but anyway, we'll talk a little bit more about that too. But Mike, you ready for turkey dinner?
Oh, of course I am.
Of course you are. Well, you're from up north, so do you like eat dressing or stuffing?
Dressing.
Dressing.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so
definitely.
You're already southern bred down here, huh?
Yeah, I've been down here for a little while now. I guess you could say seasoned now at this point.
I think Jim is too. He's a northerner too.
All right, now I'm going to go ahead and start something. I'm probably getting into something here.
Okay.
What's the difference between stuffing and dressing?
Well, they put the stuffing inside the turkey.
That's right. That's right. And a lot of people don't know that. You'd be surprised how many people don't know that. But stuffing, if you stuff it up into the bird, then it's stuffing. If you haven't done that, it's not stuffing.
It's dressing. Yeah, sure. I did know that. I'm from the South. I know we don't eat that stuffing that you put in that bird.
Okay.
I know that much.
Right.
I do know. Well, I might, but then I might not. Also, I think we're going to have another special guest that's going to walk in here, I hope, very soon. And it's the smoothie queen, Miss Jo Pate. And I think she's bringing us some smoothies, so that'll be fun. We haven't had smoothies in a long time. And, of course, Smoothie King has been one of our original Fit Talk family from the way back when, and we still support them. They still support us, so I'll be looking forward to having her. And then later on in the show, after we've had the big CrossFit debate, we're going to be asking callers to call in and tell us what they're thankful for, since this is our Thanksgiving show. Now, we won't be on the air next Thursday night because it will be Thanksgiving. So if you have a minute and can call us at 241-1059 about 6:30 or so, we will take your call to tell us what you're thankful for. We'll be glad to hear it. If you're thankful for your husband or your kids or your whatever it is you're thankful for, they can call us in and talk to us.
Your wife or your girlfriend or both or whatever.
Yes, your wife or your girlfriend. You might not be thankful for those when they shoot you if you have a wife and a girlfriend, Jim.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Who would even think such a thing?
I don't know. Only you, I guess. But anyway, so we've got a great show planned. Erica with CrossFit Shocked. Here in just a moment, and then we'll be talking some more about of our turkey dinner here as we prepare for Thanksgiving. But and then we'll be asking our callers in to call in just a little bit and tell us what they're thankful for. So, Mike, you might be having to answer that phone a lot tonight, I hope.
Hey, I'm down for it.
And, hey, listen, too, as we're talking to Erica here in just a minute, you'll be welcome to call in and ask her a question. If you have questions like I have about CrossFit, you'll be welcome to call 241-1059. I'm sure Erica will be glad to answer your questions.
So by the time we get around to what are you thankful for, that'll be toward the end of the show, right?
Absolutely.
So everyone has the number. You got plenty of time to think about it. We hope we'll get plenty of responses.
Absolutely. 241-1059. We're going to take a break right here and hear from our sponsors, part of our Fit Talk family. We'll be right back. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Personal training and a variety of free fitness classes, along with free tanning and brand new cardio equipment with TVs on every machine. Located at 4510 A Bell North Drive, just off North Fidelsa Road, Body Works Fitness has 24/7 access 365 days a year. Owners Jamel Watson and Kesley Allen are here to help you reach your fitness goals. Oh, and did they mention no contracts? Be sure to check out their Lake Park location. Call them today, 229-253-9977. Body Works Fitness.
Hello everyone, Brad here with Destiny Fitness. Did you know that your health is your most valuable possession you own? At Destiny Fitness, we prioritize your needs and goals by offering you 24-hour, 7-day-a-week access to all of our clubs, along with 12 convenient locations throughout Middle and South Georgia for only $19.95 a month with no extended contracts. We also have a completely separate ladies-only area for women who prefer a private workout setting. So stop by at Destiny Fitness today or visit us online at destinyfitness.com. You can also like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. Destiny Fitness, your destination for a happier new you.
You've heard about Hot Rods Fitness. Now it's time to experience Hot Rods Fitness. Your first class is absolutely free. Hot Rods utilize exercise systems to provide you with the best group exercise class in town. Dynamic compound, isolation, aerobic, anaerobic, plyometric, and isometric. If you're not sure what these mean, don't just read about it. Go to Hot Rods Fitness online or download the app and schedule your first free class and experience it for yourself. Hot Rods Fitness. Make your fitness dreams a reality.
My name is Sean Eikenberry. My wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. We are locally owned and operated, and Melissa and I are both military veterans. Our 10,000 square foot gym is equipped with the top of the line Life Fitness weight and cardio equipment. And we have 5 tanning beds and also a daycare. Additionally, we have certified personal trainers on staff, and we offer group fitness classes to include Zumba, FitMix, Spin, and our most popular boot camp. Melissa started the first boot camp in Valdosta over 8 years ago. You can view our website at wintersvillefitness.com, find us on Facebook or Instagram, or call 469-4292. Stop by today and check out Wintersville Fitness, where you can build a better you.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria Wells on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria Wells, your host, along with my husband Jim Wells tonight. And in the studio, we have the owner of CrossFit Shocked here in Valdosta. Welcome.
Erica Thanks. Schlank.
Thank you for having me.
And tell us who you are and who owns Shocked or CrossFit Shocked with you.
Yeah, it's me and my husband, Christian. He's in the Air Force, so he's gone quite a bit. So I kind of do the day-to-day at the gym.
Oh, and the day-to-day with a 10-month-old, I understand.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you need some help then. Goodness gracious. Well, welcome to Fit Talk, Erica. I appreciate you coming today. You know, kind of April Mew just really got me fired up about this a few weeks ago when I interviewed her. And she is one of your CrossFit participants. And she was just singing your praises. And I said, well, I really don't know that much about CrossFit. And I'm not a real big fan, maybe because I don't know a lot about it, first of all. And second of all, because of all the controversy that I've heard about CrossFit. And we're going to get into that in just a minute. But tell me just a little bit about what your background and how you got into CrossFit.
Yeah, I grew up as a gymnast. In college, I played Ultimate Frisbee. There is such a thing. And then, you know, found myself graduated, looking for something to do, you know, dabbled in the bodybuilding world for not very long because I got really hungry and I didn't do so well.
You and everybody else on that.
That's some dedication right there. But just really found myself lost, pretty depressed, not sure what, you know, I was supposed to be doing next. I was always on a team of some kind, and a friend of mine at work said, hey, I know this girl. She does CrossFit. You know, why don't you, here's her number. So I texted this girl that I'd never met, went to a 6 a.m. class with her the next day, and that was 8 years ago, and I've done it ever since.
What is it about CrossFit that you liked that really drew you into the sport?
I think, I mean, maybe the first day is just feeling like you're part of something that's a little bit bigger than yourself, of people, you know, trying to reach goals, trying to do a little bit more for themselves, whether that's eating better or, you know, trying to push those physical limitations. That was probably it for me, feeling like you're on that team again with people.
All right. So how did you get to Valdosta and how did you decide to open a CrossFit studio?
We were stationed here. So we moved to Albuquerque, lived there for about 3 years. I worked as a CrossFit coach out there. Came here and just saw an opportunity to open a gym, and that's what we did. My husband was actually on a pretty long, like a 2 month long TDY, and I set the gym up while he was gone.
Wow! So, oh,
surprise!
She is a real woman, ladies. Her husband in the Air Force and gone, opened that gym up, had that baby, and she gonna raise that baby and do good. You know, I'm being funny because I understand the struggles opening a gym. My husband understands the struggle.
The struggle is real.
Yeah, the struggle is real. Well, for those who may not know, like myself, Erica, a little bit about CrossFit. You know, it was created by Greg Glassman and Laura and Janae about the year 2000. I think the first ideas and all came about out in California in 1996. But, you know, so there was this married couple that started this trend, this mega thing that's out there now. And now there's over 13,000 CrossFits across the country. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you had to have training to do this, did you not?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
You know, and I know that CrossFit is a mixture of three different types of exercising, a mix of aerobic exercise, calisthenics, which is body weight exercises, and then the Olympic lifting. So tell me what your process was in order to be a CrossFit owner.
What?
And the training.
Well, I had to, you know, you have to get your certifications. Right now I have my level 2, currently working on level 3. That one's just a test, but there's a lot of material, so that one's going to take a while. I mean, you had to secure a location, you had to find a name, which turned out to be the most difficult part of the whole thing. But yeah, that's what you have to do to open your own gym.
Okay, so what was the actual training for you to become a coach for CrossFit?
There's a weekend course. You have to pass a test. I know we're going to catch some heat for that one for sure. But CrossFit, really, there's, if you go to CrossFit.com, there's just a wealth of information that they put out, that they've always put out. I mean, their training guides are free, all of them, like all the way from level one up through, I believe, like level four is the highest you can go. All of those are out there. They put out content daily to help those trainers. So, I mean, a lot of it's on you to do your own continuing education, but you do have to pass that test. And obviously, you know, the more information you can learn, the better.
Well, I'll say this, at least they have a program. And I've said this, and I've been a personal trainer for 42 years. And, you know, I've said a monkey can get a personal training certificate because you can go online and you get zero training. So, you know, if you don't better yourself, you're right, and continue your own education, you know, you can just be that trainer out there with a piece of paper on the wall, you know. So kudos to you. Mr. Wales?
Well, you know, when I read about or talk to someone about CrossFit, one of the things that appeals to me is the variety. Now, you know what I do in the gym. You know, I basically do weight training. But when it comes to any kind of cardio, if I'm doing it in the gym, I almost have to force myself to do it because, let's face it, a stepper is not that fun.
No.
You know, a treadmill is not that thrilling, you know. So I would rather be outside doing something. But CrossFit, you know, Maria touched on this, you know, and even the name CrossFit, I get, they also almost could have called it multi-fit or something because there's so many things. You got high-intensity interval training, better known as HIIT. You got Olympic weightlifting, plyometrics, powerlifting, gymnastics, kettlebell training, calisthenics, strongman exercises, and more.
Oh,
That appeals to me. Now, I haven't done it. For one thing, we just don't have a lot of choices where we are. There are CrossFit gyms right in our neighborhood. But I might be tempted to check this out and get involved, but at the same time, I am concerned at almost 57 years old about injury because I don't heal as quickly as I used to. So tell me about that. Is it true or is it not true that there are more injuries with CrossFit than other forms of exercise?
I wouldn't say more. I mean, there are certainly injuries, but, you know, when you're trying to kind of find that limit of your capacity, then, you know, sometimes that does happen. But, you know, I think that kind of points to another thing that's happening is, you know, people go on Instagram, they see these athletes doing these things and they think, oh, let me, you know, I'll try that. I'll put that weight on the bar. I'll do that, you know, really high gymnastic skill. And it's just, that's not good. It also helps having the foundations, the mechanics in place. We actually are just starting a foundations course that the only way for you to get in our gym, being a new member that's never done CrossFit, is to take 3 one-on-one sessions with one of us coaches where we teach you how to properly move without any added weight. And then we very slowly let you have some, you know, an empty barbell from time to time, maybe an 18-pound kettlebell, you know, something that there's, you know, hopefully no possible way that you can get injured. But that's the main job of your coach.
Right. And I think maybe part of it is because of social media and everyone wants to outdo the other person. You know, you want to get those likes or, you know, and they try to outdo each other. And sometimes it's scary. And this doesn't have to be CrossFit, but in some of the videos that I see online, someone's holding a bar over there. Look, if I'm going to hold a barbell over my head with 45-pound plates on it, guess what I'm going to be standing on? I'm going to be standing on the floor. I am not going to stand on anything that's shaped round. Oh. No ball, no nothing like that. I'm like, are you crazy, man?
That's not us. We don't even have those kind of balls, I promise.
So you don't have any BOSU balls over there?
We don't.
Well, good for you.
We have a wall ball, but you definitely could not stand on it with a barbell.
Okay.
We do not encourage any activities.
Well, I think that's what, you know, when you go on there and look at what some of those people, and I think you hit the nail on the head, Erica, and I really like that because you said, you know, people see things on videos and on TV, and they go in there unconditioned, no coaches, no, and they're trying to do that on their own, and they can't do it. You know, it'd just be like, you know, you're a gymnast, you said, and it'd be like me trying to walk across. Could you see me on that bar, that balance beam, trying to walk on that thing, Jim? especially with my head like it is, my brain like it is now. You know, I had to apologize to Eric. I was supposed to go over there Tuesday. I was here in Valdosta all afternoon. I was going by there at 4:30, and my mind just left me. So can you imagine me trying to, you know, I can't do those kind of things. You know, I just can't do that. I can't. So I don't know why people think that they can just be like my son the other week worked out with us, and he thought he's going to be able to do the same amount of weights that I do. And then
he does not work out regularly.
And he couldn't open his arms. His arms wouldn't move for like 3 or 4 days. He couldn't straighten his arms out. You know, so I think that's a very good point there. Well, you know, we had April on here, and she was just – and if people who do CrossFit gym, I found – and Erica, you can back me up on this – they really like it.
Yeah.
They see results. They see their energy going up. They have – you know, and she was just saying – and she's my age. You know, we're not spring chickens, you know. And she is enjoying it. And I said, well, April, you know, as old as we are, why, you know, she said, I'm just going at my own pace. Mm-hmm. And she said, again, I feel like I'm part of something. And I think you said that earlier, that that's what you liked about CrossFit.
Yeah.
So what would you do if a new person, let's just say I'm a 60-year-old woman coming into your place and I've never done CrossFit before.
Okay. You start with a consult. So you sit down with, it's right now, it's probably going to be me. But we're working on training some of our coaches to do that as well. We tell you about our services. We tell you about our foundations program. And that's your next step, is those 3 one-on-one sessions where we learn to squat properly. We learn how to deadlift with a PVC pipe, do a wall ball. And then you also learn how to scale those movements, because there are inevitably going to be movements on the board, like a handstand push-up. Some people have zero business doing a handstand push-up. Like, there's no point. And it's going to present more risk than reward.
Benefit, right.
So we don't have you, you know, we're not saying, oh, you know, next step, you're doing those handstand push-ups. Like, no, like, you need to do things that are going to help you. And you learn how to scale those movements properly. Like, for, we have people, you know, handstand push-up day comes around. People are doing just regular push-ups. There's maybe not even half the class up there upside down on the wall. So, I mean, it's from, you know, levels 8, 9 years advanced plus to, you know, 3 months into CrossFit. You can scale it to whatever you need it to be. You're all in there working hard, and that, you know, effort is all relative.
Well, I know a lot of the firefighters and police guys and military people, they really like CrossFit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that – why do you think that is, that they're drawn to this sort of workout?
I think, you know, maybe their personality type, or just that's kind of what they need for their job. They need those short bursts of speed, or lifting an object or dragging an object. And, I mean, in CrossFit, we're doing functional movements, like things that you might actually, right. You know, right. Occur on a daily basis. So – That's something that it can definitely prepare you for.
I suspected that. When you think about their fitness goals as related to what they do in life, you know, they need to be strong, and they need to be quick, mm-hmm. and they need to have some endurance, and they need to have good balance and agility. So there you go.
Right. All of it. Just have all of it at once. But that's really what we are trying to do at CrossFit. We're not trying to specialize you into one area, like Olympic lifting or gymnastics or aerobic exercise. Although you're going to be, you know, better at certain things, everybody's going to have their bias, but we're really trying to make you very well-rounded so that whatever comes up, you can handle it.
My question to you is, I understand why you would do the aerobic part. I understand why you would use different types of, you know, exercise equipment. But what benefit is the Olympic movements?
There's a ton. Balance, that strength, like learning to move your body in space around an object, and then being able to actually do some of those lifts, like the people that work on those lifts, and then actually get this, you know, this kind of mark that they've been chasing, whether they want to put, you know, 100 pounds on their bar. Like for women, if, you know, you can snatch over that 99-pound mark, trying to get in that 3 digits, that's phenomenal to watch people do. Not to mention just, I mean, being a stronger person in general is not going to hurt.
What else you got, Mr. Wells?
She's actually answered a lot of my questions about CrossFit already.
Yes, she has. She's. I can tell that you really know your stuff, Erica. Well, so I really respect that.
She's a good spokesperson for CrossFit.
She definitely is. Well, you know, it's been very controversial over the years. And, you know, there's even been some, the National Strength and Conditioning Association, you know, put out some numbers, you know, that were obviously incorrect. CrossFit has sued them. And because I said they were biased numbers, you know, they weren't, you know, correct. So, and actually, in reality, CrossFit said this. They said that really since that there's only 2.4 to 3.1 injuries per 100 hours in CrossFit. And they said that's consistent with all the other types of exercise in gyms. So, you know, they really got mad at the National Strength and Conditioning Association because I think that put a lot of fear in people, you know, and then they also talked about the rhabdo.
The rhabdo.
The whatever.
Yeah.
It was a long, it's a long word, people. You can go look it up if you want to.
Rhabdomyolysis.
Rhabdomyolysis. But, and this was back in 2004. And of course, that I asked you earlier, you know, what is that about? So tell the listeners what rhabdo is about, Erica.
Rhabdo happens when you overwork yourself so hard to where your muscles pretty much break down and they release a protein that gets in your bloodstream. It can cause you a lot of issues. But I've actually never seen a case of rhabdo in all of the time that I've been around. You really have to not have a coach that is helping you at all. You know, like maybe you did 300 air squats and it was your second day of CrossFit. That's not a great idea. And generally nobody's going to let you do that if you're around, you know, trainers that know their stuff. But yeah, I think they like to throw that one out there, but it really, I've never seen it. I know that it does happen, but I mean, it's gotta be under some extreme conditions, or if you get very dehydrated and you come in and, you know, decide to do an hour long workout or some, you know, very high level lifting session. But other than that, most people are not going to push themselves to the point that, you know, they get the rhabdo.
Well, I had never heard of the condition. But I think it's because, you know, you're right. I think if you've got the right coach, and I think that's where it comes down to anything, whether it's a trainer at a gym, an aerobic instructor, or a CrossFit trainer. You know, if they need to be well-educated, well-versed, and understand and know the signs and symptoms of things and know what their clients, what their limits are. And, you know, you would not put somebody, just like me as a trainer, I wouldn't put some, you know, 75-year-old client that I have on the treadmill on 8.0 the second or third day or the fourth day or the fifth day or probably ever, you know. So I think common sense.
Oh, yeah.
And if it's, you know, the idea that if it hurts, let's do some more, you know, that's not the proper way to exercise the body, period, no matter what you're doing, you know.
Right.
But to push yourself in. And, Jim, you probably like CrossFit because you like that competitive edge, and I think CrossFit does have that little competitive edge.
I do, and I was about to say CrossFit is more than just an exercise regimen. It's also a sport. There's a competition that goes along with this. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. The CrossFit Games, gosh, I think they've been around for 11 years at this point. It's, you know, the top level of our sport. Now that's a whole nother discussion in itself of, you know, training CrossFit as a sport versus training CrossFit to be prepared. We called it general physical preparedness. That's what like normal people who are not trying to go to the CrossFit Games, that's what your classes are designed to teach you. CrossFit Games training, whole different animal, but it's really cool to watch. It's always in usually late July, early August. Yeah, it's where
they have competitions around here, don't they? Seemed like I heard some of the ones that some friends of mine that went to, that I watched them do there and took their numbers and all four of them over in Thomasville. they went to one in Tallahassee, maybe, a CrossFit competition over there, and placed. And I think Chris said he was like in the top, you know, out of 10, I don't know how many people, it was a bunch. He was like in the top 400 or something, you know. And and he would do these WODs, which was workouts of the day. And him and his wife would come in and do different workouts every day. And we'd always, some of us would, oh gosh, here comes the CrossFit people. Here comes Chris. You know, he's going to rearrange the whole gym and do his weirdness, you know, and go from machine to machine. And we would kind of, but I mean, they were in shape. They looked great. And they loved it, you know. I did one of his workouts. As you noticed, I said one of the WODs. And he said, well, Maria, you can go online and get them yourself, you know. It was rough. It was really, and I just did like half of it. I didn't do the whole thing because I had legs to do that day. But it was throwing the medicine ball, not the medicine ball.
The wall weighted ball?
Yeah, the wall. Oh, my. And squatting and doing, like, you know, the first set was like 20 reps. And the second set was 30 reps. And the next set was 4. I mean, it wasn't but a 10-pound weighted ball, but or 15-pound. But goodness gracious, by the time I got to that fourth round or whatever it was, I was doing 40 reps, just squatting and – oh, my Lord, my legs were so sore. I'm just tired, you know. So it was kind of, it was, that was funny. Needless to say, I didn't work out on Chris, do Chris's WOD anymore. Yeah. You know, I kind of, I take that back. I did do some of it a little bit. I've give it to my clients to do a little bits and pieces from time to time. So, well, we're going to take a commercial break and we're going to come back here in just a moment and talk some more with Erica. And maybe we'll have a caller or two. If you have a question for Erica, call in 241-1059, and maybe we can answer your question. And Erica, thank you for coming on, and we'll be back in just a moment. This is 105.9 WVGA, Fit Talk Radio.
Body Works Fitness offers personal training and a variety of free fitness classes, along with free tanning and brand new cardio equipment with TVs on every machine. Located at 4510A Val North Drive, just off North Fidalsa Road, Body Works Fitness has 24/7 access 365 days a year. Owners Jamel Watson and Kesley Allen are here to help you reach your fitness goals. Oh, and did they mention no contracts? Be sure to check out their Lake Park location. Call them today, 229-253-9977. Body Works Fitness.
Hello everyone, Brad here with Destiny Fitness. Did you know that your health is your most valuable possession you own? At Destiny Fitness, we prioritize your needs and goals by offering you 24-hour, 7-day-a-week access to all of our clubs, along with 12 convenient locations throughout Middle and South Georgia for only $19.95 a month with no extended contracts. We also have a completely separate ladies-only area for women who prefer a private workout setting. So stop by at Destiny Fitness today or visit us online at destinyfitness.com. You can also like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. Destiny Fitness, your destination for a happier new you.
You've heard about Hot Rods Fitness. Now it's time to experience Hot Rods Fitness. Your first class is absolutely free. Hot Rods utilize exercise systems to provide you with the best group exercise class in town. Dynamic compound, isolation, aerobic, anaerobic, plyometric, and isometric. If you're not sure what these mean, don't just read about it. Go to Hot Rods Fitness online or download the app and schedule your first free class and experience it for yourself. Hot Rods Fitness. Make your fitness dreams a reality.
My name is Sean Eikenberry. My wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. We are locally owned and operated, and Melissa and I are both military veterans. Our 10,000 square foot gym is equipped with the top of the line Life Fitness weight and cardio equipment. And we have 5 tanning beds and also a daycare. Additionally, we have certified personal trainers on staff, and we offer group fitness classes to include Zumba, FitMix, Spin, and our most popular boot camp. Melissa started the first boot camp in Valdosta over 8 years ago. You can view our website at wintersvillefitness.com, find us on Facebook or Instagram, or call 469-4292. Stop by today and check out Wintersville Fitness, where you can build a better you.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria Wells on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria Wells, your host, along with my husband Jim. And Joe Pate has just walked in, owner of Smoothie King down here in South Georgia. Joe, hello and how are you?
Great, Maria. Thanks for having me on tonight.
Oh, listen, thank you. You're bringing gifts, smoothies. Yum.
Thank you for the smoothies.
Yes, we haven't had smoothies in a long time, have we? We were talking about that last week.
I've been missing them.
I have too. I've about sucked this one down.
Mine's gone already.
Yours, Jim's already gone, Joe. He's done
well,
so bad.
I'm glad you liked it, Jim.
What did you bring us tonight, Joe?
Well, for Jim, I'm surprised he likes it so much. It's barely got any sugar, which for me, that wouldn't work. I have to have a little sugar. But he's got the chocolate gladiator with peanut butter. And so his has like 55 grams of protein. I know you like that, don't you? Like a lot of protein?
That's right. And yeah. I don't need the sugar. I don't miss it a bit.
Okay. Well, it's low carb. It's 14 grams of carbs and about almost 500 calories, though, because of the peanut butter. Okay. And then, Maria, you know, I always get you the strawberry gladiator, and I add wild blueberries in it and some stevia. So yours is under 300 calories with about, I think, about 15 grams of sugar because of the blueberries, and probably about 20 or 22 grams of carbs because of the blueberries. Okay. How are you liking yours?
I love mine. Mine's about half gone now.
Well, good, good. I'm glad to hear that. All right. And then for the other guest here, I've got the Activator Strawberry Banana, which is 200 calories, 2 grams of fat, only 13 grams of sugar, and 23 grams of protein, which is what you have. And then Mike, right?
Yep.
Okay. You've got the Activator Blueberry Strawberry, which is 260 calories. It has a little bit more sugar. It's got 23 grams of protein and 28 grams of sugar because of the fruit.
Well, it is delicious. That's all I can say.
Well, good. I'm so glad y'all like it.
I do love, I love these smoothies, Joe. Thank you so much for bringing them.
Yeah, and for me, I make my own smoothie for my after workout. I'm not drinking one now because I'm going to go work out after, but we sell the Synthesix protein powder. My favorite is the vanilla ice cream. It mixes so well, blends so well with water. And then, of course, I also add vital proteins, the collagen proteins in mine, peptides in my little smoothie shaker. And, yeah, that's my favorite. It's got about 30 grams of protein in it and barely any sugar. So, and it's delicious. So come by Smoothie King. Tomorrow's our $5 Friday for mediums all day until we close. So Any meal replacement smoothie is $6, but all the other ones are $5 for the mediums.
$5 Friday tomorrow at Smoothie King. Well, yeah. We are just so glad that you came today. Not that we just want you to come and bring us smoothies or anything like that, but, you know.
It helps, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. It absolutely does. Well, thank you for coming and joining us tonight, Joe.
Sure.
I think we had a caller on the line. April, are you there? Well, I guess she was there. All I'm hearing is a beep, 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 beep. Well, April, if you're out there listening to us, call us back. Maybe you are calling us. I don't know. Let's see. Let's see if I can get her to call us back. But April is one of your clients. Is that right, Erica?
Yes.
So, and she was with us a few weeks ago and was giving us her transformation story, her fitness journey, and she showed us a picture of her weight loss. I think we got her now. Hello? Hello, we got a call on the line. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, this is April.
Hey, April, we were just talking about you. Sorry we're on commercial break and couldn't get you through a while ago, but Erica is here with us. So, we've got a lot of background noise.
Let me see if I can get some more quiet. I did have a question or more of a comment for Erica. You know, in the gym setting where when I'm there, I've actually been told no. You know, hey, you probably shouldn't do this. If I say, hey, you think I could do this? Well, maybe not. And so, you know, the coaches are there to guide and say, yeah, that's probably not a good idea for you because. And, you know, guide you in a different direction. But I did have a question about, you know, because Maria, you and I talked about age. And for this would be for Erica, you know, do you think that there is an age, is there a perfect age that maybe you probably shouldn't do CrossFit? Or do you think that it's something that everybody can do?
I really think it's something that everyone can do. Now, you know, what kind of scaled version you're doing, that has a lot to do with it. But, you know, I think that no matter how old you are, it's going to pay you some benefit to try to keep your body in the best shape that you can. I mean, you want to continue to live on your own. I mean, you know, you even get into those kinds of things. But, yeah, I think if you can, you know, even if you're just deadlifting a milk jug or something, I mean, CrossFit's put out all of this new content exactly aimed at that to try to keep people healthier longer.
I will tell you that someone said something to me in the gym the other day. He's, you know, military person, football player, you know, very, or what I view to be as a fit person. He said to me, because I made a comment about how much weight he was doing on his back squat versus what I was doing on my back squat. And he said, no, April, you're working just as hard as I'm working. With your smaller weight, that's a challenge for you and work for you. And what I'm doing is a challenge and work for me. So, you know, where my weight is smaller, was smaller than his, the idea is that, you know, I'm working just as hard as he's working because it fits me.
Well, I guess that would be true. Right, you know. Because, you know, when I'm lifting weights with Jim and he's lifting, you know, 150 pounds and I'm pressing, you know, 100 pounds, yeah, that's working just as hard for me as it's working for him. So I would guess that would be right. But Erica, what would you like to, April, do you have anything else that you'd like to say to us about CrossFit?
Well, I will tell you that I know that, you know, there's the big CrossFit debate about is it good or is it not good. You know, injury, you know, that sort of stuff. I will tell you that at Shock, that's not even an option. There's coaches that are meandering throughout that workout. If they're not working out, they're meandering through the workout. And if they are working out, this has actually happened to me, they'll stop their workout and say, hey, April, you need to straighten your back up, or that bar needs to be parallel to your shoulders, or you know, that kind of stuff. So there's eyes always moving around. So at Shock, we're definitely going to get guidance and direction for sure.
Well, it sounds like it. Well, April, thank you for calling so much. I appreciate you calling in and giving us your opinion. Of course, you're the one who got Erica up here with me tonight to begin with, so I thank you for that.
Absolutely. This has been phenomenal.
Well, thank you. And we definitely saw your transformation and what CrossFit has done for you. And so you keep up the good work.
Thanks, Maria.
All right. Thank you. That was April Mew, and she was on the show not too long ago. Well, if you could say one thing to the listeners out there about CrossFit, Erica, to leave them with a positive image or debunk any of these criticisms with CrossFit, what would it be?
I would tell them to come to one of our consults and, you know, at least have a conversation. Start that dialogue, and you know, we can see if it works for you. If not, there are plenty of other options out there for you to live a healthier lifestyle, but you know, why not try it?
Well, I think one of the things I've said for a long time is you know, not everybody likes the same flavor of ice cream. That's why God made chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. If CrossFit's not for you, then go to a gym and do aerobics or ride a bike or run down the street, you know. So I think that's a very, very good point. How long is a average CrossFit class, and when do you teach, and where are you located?
1 hour. All of our classes run about 1 hour, and it just kind of depends on the day. We might be doing a strength session first or a skill. We might take up the whole hour and do a Metcon like yesterday. It was rough. My husband wrote it. It's terrible. we are on Interperimeter Road, 3974, right past the old Aldosta High School on the right. We have a 5 a.m. class Monday, Wednesday, Friday morning. We have a 12:15 and a 4:30 p.m. every day, Monday through Friday. We have a 5:45 Monday through Thursday, and we're also open Saturday at 9 a.m.
Wow. So how many coaches do you have there at CrossFit?
Oh, we have eight. Yeah, sounds about right. And they're fantastic. We couldn't do what we do without them. They run lots of our classes. One of our coaches, Eric, has been showing up to teach our 5 a.m. class for close to 2 years now. So
he's a better man than me. That's all I got to say. 5 a.m. Me and Jim don't do anything but roll over.
Erica, how does the cost compare to a traditional gym?
Traditional as in, you know, your Heart Rise or Orange Theory. Not really Planet Fitness because I think that's like $10.
So, right.
I think we actually cost less than those people. You know, they that's one of the things they'll throw at you. Oh, it's expensive. But, you know, you look at some of your other prices and we're actually under those marks.
Well, I know Heart Rise is here in Tifton and I did make a phone call before I came out to see what the difference between CrossFit versus Heart Rise versus Orange Theory. And Michael Boatwright did, who's the owner, and they are part of our Fit Talk family. Let's see what Michael sent me here. But Orange Theory is coming to Valdosta, I understand.
It is. I think it's not going to be that far from our gym, actually.
Wow. That's going to be – but I don't really know, you know, I do know about Orange Theory, and I know it started out in California, and I know that it's personalized group planning. We have a – they have a scan, plan, train, aesthetics, and performance goals. That's what Michael's texted me back here. So, but CrossFit is personalized group training, is it not?
Yeah, definitely.
The scan, plan, train. I know they have the things on the wall up there and the people wear whatever the little thing on it.
Like tells heart rate them, monitors, maybe?
It tells them, no, I think it's more than that, but it's similar. Okay. You know? I think that's what it is. And performance goals. Well, don't y'all have performance goals? There's somebody calling in. Let's see who this is on the phone here. Hello, caller. This is Maria at Fit Talk.
Hey, Maria.
Is this Teresa? Hey, girl. And you are you on some high-powered pain medicine right now?
No, not yet. Just some extra strength Tylenol right now. I'm saving the high-powered stuff for tonight so I can sleep.
Okay. Well, bless your heart. Well, this is Teresa Adams, and she has been just had surgery down in Florida. And Teresa's had a tremendous weight loss and transformation and fitness journey, sort of, kind of. Yours has been mostly through just diet, has it not?
Mostly, yeah. I did start kind of adding a little bit of the exercise back in towards the end of it, but 45 pounds with pretty much just nutritional changes.
And you look phenomenal. We saw you not too long ago, and you just look great, Teresa.
Regular listeners will remember that she was in the studio with us. How long ago was it, Teresa?
It's been just a couple weeks now.
Were you here at the same time that April was here?
I was here. I was there with the girls from Valdosta Health and Wellness.
Oh, you were here with Tracy and them. Okay, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, this is our Thanksgiving show, and what are you thankful for today?
I am mostly thankful for my family. My wonderful husband is here taking care of me, waiting on me hand and foot to make sure that I don't do anything that I'm not supposed to.
Well, good for him. Those guys named Jim are wonderful, aren't they?
They Amen. Are. They are some godsends, and they take good care of us when we need them.
They certainly have. Well, I know my Jim has taken very good care of me, bless his heart, for 7 or 8 months now. He's done the same thing. Well, I hope that you are on the road to recovery and that you're feeling better. I know that you had, with all this weight loss, you had some cosmetic things that you needed to do, and so this was one of those surgeries. So I just appreciate you calling in and telling us, and this is our last show for the month of November because next Thursday is Thanksgiving. So we're just dubbing this our Thanksgiving show. So we appreciate you calling in. Do you have any questions for Erica on our CrossFit debate here tonight?
I really don't. I've never gotten into the CrossFit thing, so it's always sounded interesting, but not really been my thing.
Well, I understand that, and I'm sure Erica does too. That's why we said God made strawberry chocolate and vanilla, because everybody likes a different flavor. So, well, thank you for calling in, and call us and let us know how you're doing tomorrow, okay?
I will.
All right, babe. Thanks for calling.
All right.
That was Teresa Adams, Teresa and Jim Adams. They live down in Florida, and they've been on the show several times, and just thankful for her that she's feeling better. Well, so y'all are located over on Inner Perimeter Road, and if they need to call you or want to come by for a consultation, they can Call what number, Erica?
That'll be 843-860-2146. Or on the first page of our website, there's a book now button if they'd like to book a consult. Or there's that's also you can go to our bio on Instagram. Same link is there. Or shoot us a Facebook message. We can get you set up that way too. So lots of different avenues.
Lots of different ways. So they can go to Facebook, CrossFit Shocked.
Or, yep, CrossFitShocked.com.
Okay. Well, you know, if and is the consult free? The
yes, first, ma'am.
Okay, the consult is free, so you have nothing to lose but some weight.
There you go.
There you go. There you go. I mean, you have nothing to lose but some body fat. Well, Erica, it's been very interesting. I've learned a lot just by having this interview. We pulled up things on the internet and learned and read. And I do apologize for not going by Tuesdays. Like I said, my brain just doesn't think. It's Joe's fault that I didn't go because I was over there having lunch with her at Chicken Salad Chick. That's why I didn't go.
That's all right.
That's just crazy, Joe. I just went right on, had lunch with you, went right over to see your house, and was supposed to go over there to Erica's place. And I was messing around with you. Me and you were lollygagging around. So I apologize, Erica, but I am going to come because I would just like to come and see a class. I'd probably die if I had to take it, but maybe not. Never know. But anyway, but thank you for being part of Fit Talk tonight, and we hope you'll come back and bring your husband.
Yes, he deploys in January, so
oh wow,
we'll yep, gotta make it soon.
Well, he can't do the February show. I was just asking her to do the couple show in February, but
oh man, he can call in.
He can call in.
They got phones over there.
Well, there you go. Maybe we can do that, Erica. That would be great because we have a couples thing that we do with. Married couples or couples that work out together, you know. So y'all would be great. Well, you tell him we'll have him. We'll have y'all on the show, and he can call us.
I will. He would love it.
Where is he going to be deployed?
I think he's going to Afghanistan. There's a couple places out there. But he was deployed this time last year. So
well, thank him for his service and for attending our military families. I'm just very, very appreciative. I don't come from a military family, but I know that it's hard to be married and to have a military husband or a wife. So, but thank you, Erica, for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me on the show.
All right. That was Erica, and she owns CrossFit Shocked here in Valdosta, Georgia, over on Inner Perimeter. Jim, that was quite interesting.
Yes. Thank you very much, Erica Schlank.
Well, what's new? If you want to tell us what you're thankful for, call us tonight at 241-1059. We need those callers to call in. You got about 8 more minutes to call in and tell us what you are thankful for this year, 2019. Pretty soon it's going to be gone, 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 and 2020 will be on the horizon.
Thanksgiving's right around the corner, and then it'll be Christmas and New Year's. Goodbye, 2019, before we know it.
Well, I want to give a big shout-out to my husband because we have been married 12 years Saturday. Happy anniversary, honey.
Happy anniversary.
That's your anniversary present this year.
I'll take it.
I'll take it, too, because I've been sick, so we didn't get to plan our big trip this year, but next year.
Yes.
Next year it will be Nashville, Tennessee.
Right. I'm looking forward to Nashville.
I think I am, too. I think it's going to be fun. But the happy anniversary, and we're just looking forward to 12 more years of married bliss.
Or 30 or 40.
Yeah, or 30 or 40. I don't think we're going to live that long, honey. I think we started too late in the thing. All right. So, any more things? Call us and tell us what you're thankful for. You got just a few more minutes here, 241-1059, right here at Fit Talk Radio. So, if you're listening, call us in.
Well, I'll get it started then. 2019. In some ways has been a challenging year for us, and our regular listeners know already. I won't get into all the details with my wife's health struggles and all of her surgeries, but I'm thankful that Maria is getting better. She's getting better every day. I'm glad that she is healing. And I'm also thankful for our friends and our family that rallied around us and supported us. And also, I have to mention everyone at Tift Area Academy, the students and the faculty that supported us and rallied around us also, as well as our church family from Brighton Road Baptist Church in Tifton.
I tell you, if it weren't for those friends and our church family and our family, you know, it would have been rough. I just thank God for all those people that rallied around us. I'm very, very thankful for them at this point. I'm just thankful to be alive, Jim, because I could be, you know, you could be a widower.
Well, I'm thankful that I'm not.
Yeah, me too, me too. Well, Joe, what are you thankful for?
Well, hey, Maria, I am so thankful for my family. I have four amazing little grandchildren and four children that, you know, they keep me grounded for sure and keep me very busy. But also, I'm thankful for my new career that I embarked on this year. That was a big decision for me, and I'm very, very happy and very fulfilled with that. Also, I sold my house in 2019, which was it had been on the market for 3 years. So that was wonderful. Thankful for my health. Just so many things to be thankful for, you know, that we take for granted every day. We don't really think about until the struggle comes, you know, and watching you go through what you went through. I'm really thankful that you are here today on Fit Talk when we didn't know if that was going to happen again. You know, we just weren't sure, but we had our faith and trust in God and just kept praying and praying. And he has come through mightily for you and for your family. And so thank goodness, like you say, be thankful for your family, fitness, and faith.
That's
right.
That's right. So, the three F's here at Fit Talk.
That's it in a nutshell for me.
Well, that's great. Mike, what you thankful for?
Very, very thankful for my family. We are all very spread out now. I got two older brothers who both live. One's up in Wisconsin and another one's up in northern Georgia. And then now my parents recently are in Mississippi. So we're spending the holiday, well, Thanksgiving apart, which is kind of sad, but we'll see each other on Christmas. But they've always been very supportive. Chose a very different career route to go. And everyone in my family has always been supportive of what I've been doing. So I'm very thankful for them and very thankful that everyone's healthy.
Wow. Well, that's great. Well, Erica, what are you thankful for?
Definitely my son, 10-month-old son. I am thankful that there will be no birth of a child, hopefully in 2020. I'm glad very glad that's over.
You didn't like giving birth?
I mean,
I didn't like it. I'll just go ahead and tell y'all. I didn't like it at all. And after I did it the first time, I had no intention of doing it the second time. It was forced upon me. And I had twins at 40 almost. And I had a C-section with them, but I'm telling you, you know, that childbirth thing, that's a whole nother Fit Talk show.
That's a thing. Yeah, that's a thing.
Well, next, when we come back in December, Janet McMahon, who is just a crusader for clean water in Georgia and all kinds of things, she has partnered with Erin Brockovich, who, if you remember, what's the actress's name that played Erin? Julia Roberts played Erin Brockovich, and she, Janet has conferred with the real Erin Brockovich, who has studied the water supply in Georgia and the soil, different things in the soil that can cause cancer. Janet will be calling in, or she'll be here in the studio to talk to us about that on the first Thursday of December. And then the next Thursday, one of our local boys, Made Good, Jake Croft, has graduated from chiropractic school, and just a great young kid. I know most people know who I'm talking about here in town. And he is graduating. He's going to talk to us about chiropractic care. And I will believe what Jake tells me, because I think he's an honest young man. I think he's going to be opening a practice here in Valdosta. And I'm just so proud for him. And of course, his new bride, Lacey. They're the sweetest couple. So I know that he'll have a lot of listeners listening in on the second Thursday of December. So we've got a couple of great shows coming up, really, really good. And don't forget, tomorrow is $5 Friday at Smoothie King. And get those medium smoothies for $5. If you want a meal replacements, it will be $6. So I think that about wraps it up tonight, James.
Well, I enjoyed the show.
So did I. And I hope that Erica will come back and see us. And Joe, thank you again for our smoothies here tonight.
You're so welcome. I'll try to come back soon.
Please do that. Weekly would be fine if you would just come back weekly, okay? Isn't that right, Mike?
Yeah, hey, I'm down for it anytime. Keep coming.
Mike, this is first Smoothie King experience, see? So,
it is.
Anyway. All right, well, people, you stay in faith. I always love your family, and always remember to stay fit. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Tall Radio.